Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, I have a special guest, Steve Behrman, also known as Swami Beyond Ananda. We're going to be talking about From Darwin to We All Win. We'll discuss the book he co-authored with Bruce Lipton, Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future, and a Way to Get There from Here. Now, before we get to that, I want to let my regular listeners know that you can still get the cycles for the week ahead that I normally give you in What's Up in the Heavens. Just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the link at the top right of the home page to register for What's Up in the Heavens. You'll receive this week's information and future weeks as well. Next Friday, October 1st, I'll take your calls after I talk about what's up in the heavens. Now, before I introduce my special guest, I want to mention that I'll be co-teaching 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business with Peg Donahue beginning October 18th. Now, if you want to understand how energy is related to the success and prosperity of any business, organization, or work, then this is the course for you. Essentially, it all comes down to energy at some point, because beneath that bottom line of money is the real bottom line of energy. So learn the many ways that this impacts our businesses and work so you can be more successful. This program is taught by phone for 8 consecutive Mondays, and it comes with online study guides and recordings. To learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the link for 8 Keys Prosperity Training under What's New. So let's get to the fun I have planned for you today. Today's guest is a multiple personality. By day, he's a mild-mannered author, plus spiritual and political uncommentator. By night, he's the turban-powered Swami Beyond Ananda, whose favorite yoga pose is tongue-in-cheek. As Steve Behrman, he is the author of the groundbreaking, paradigm-busting new book with cellular biologist Bruce Lipton. The book, Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future and a Way to Get There from Here, has been called world-changing, both by spiritual luminary Deepak Chopra and by radio show host and political luminary Tom Hartman. Today, Steve is here in both guises, so don't be surprised if the Swami offers a comment or two as we talk about Steve's career, his work, and his most recent book with Bruce Lipton. Now, just so you know, I first took a humor workshop from Steve back in the early 90s at an IONS healing conference in D.C., and it's an incredible treat to see him perform as Swami Beyond Ananda. Everyone laughs their heads off, and then they learn something, too. So welcome, Steve.
Well, thank you so much, Madeline. And the whole idea of people laughing their heads off, that's probably why there were headless people walking around that conference.
And you've certainly contributed to that.
Yeah, I just wanted to – it's such a relief to know that there was a reason.
Yes. So first of all, Steve, what prompted you to become Swami Beyond Ananda?
Well, first of all, you know, I spent my deformative years in New York, and I was lucky enough to grow up in a family where humor was welcomed, and my dad was a very funny guy. He was not a professional comedian, but I noticed that he used humor in a way that brought people together. I never remember him insulting anybody, and his humor was very, very heart-opening. And so when I was a kid, I was the class comedian in all the classes I was in. And the way that you know that this is your calling is the first time that you, you're sitting in the lunchroom and you make somebody laugh so hard that milk comes out of their nose. The sign from God, you're chosen. So I was that kid.
Oh, wow.
But I had, I was told to get serious, and I did, and I had a, I started out as teacher and a writer. I started an alternative high school, wrote a book about that. I was teaching at Wayne State University, and I got laid off from my job and took a job doing tree work. And that was kind of a dark dark night of the soul because, you know, I thought I was on one track and I ended up on another. And I was sitting one day, and this name came into my head, Swami Beyondananda.
Ah.
And I tell people I got struck by enlightenment during a brainstorm.
Uh-huh. Right.
And, you know, the name struck me as funny because all the Swamis have Ananda after their name, which I later found out means bliss. So beyond Ananda, you go to bliss, it's a half a mile down the road, you can't miss it.
Right.
So I started writing as the Swami. I started a publication in Ann Arbor, Michigan called Pathways. And the Swami was our mascot. And what I noticed is that the first thing that people would do is they turn to the inside back cover to see what Swami had to say. So this was my indication that this was, that I was onto something. And
right.
It was my reinitiation into comedy, and the rest is mystery.
Uh-huh, the rest is mystery. That's right. That's particularly good. So how did you get from being the Swami to working with Bruce Lipton on Spontaneous Evolution?
Well, you know, my original... when I was younger, my original field was political science.
Mm.
I know many people think that's an oxymoron. But I taught at an alternative school in Washington, D.C., and I've always, ever since I was a kid, been interested in politics. And as I immersed myself in politics when I was in my early 20s, what I found was that, well, I'll give you an example. In my sojourn in D.C., I met somebody who was a world-renowned expert on communal living.
Mm.
But unfortunately, nobody could stand to live with him.
I see.
You know,
yeah,
so I began to look at what it was that actually would allow us to turn the ideal into the real deal.
Uh-huh.
And I got involved with various spiritual paths, psychology, and so on, in an attempt really to understand myself, because I didn't feel like I was very different from the other people who use politics as a way of projecting their internal state out there into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always been interested in this, and about 6 years ago I started a blog called Notes from the Trail. The Swami's most recent book is called Swami for President, A Seven-Step Plan to Heal the Body Politic and Cure Electile Dysfunction.
Ah, yes.
Well, we can't seem to get an election. What's going on? So anyway, almost 6 years ago, through a mutual friend, I met Bruce Lipton, and we became friends, and we began a conversation. Now, I'm sure many people who are listening know of Bruce Lipton's work. He wrote a bestseller, groundbreaking book called Biology of Belief.
Yes.
And as a cellular biologist, his contention, which he goes to great lengths to provide evidence for, is that essentially, you know, we're not subject to our genetic makeup as much as we are to our beliefs and perceptions. And that's really what have great control over our biology and consequently our reality. So
yes.
Bruce and I began a conversation about, can we apply the biology of belief to our collective beliefs, which are largely invisible to us?
Yes, that's right.
They're kind of like the proverbial water for fish and air for birds and so on. And so we began a conversation about this, and the result of that conversation, 3.5 years later, we had a book called Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future and a Way to Get There from Here.
And so I want to jump into the heart of your book now, because I believe this is one of the most important books to be written. And in it, you and Bruce dispel a number of well-known paradigm myths that just aren't true. So yet we're still living under these erroneous beliefs, which are taking us down what I would consider to be a destructive path. So your book not only gives us a corrected view based on what science has discovered, but it also gives us a whole new paradigm to help us create a much better future. So I'm actually hopeful that many people will go and buy your book. Two of the perceptual myths that are mentioned in your book are very much incorporated into business and how we operate them. And these are Darwin's survival of the fittest and also the belief that only matter matters. So I'd like to start by discussing the myth about Darwin's survival of the fittest. And why is this myth not true, and how does it impact us?
Well, let's go back about 5,000 years.
We only have about a minute before.
And essentially, we have been living under the system, what we jokingly call in the book, lowest common dominator. That is, when push comes to shove, whoever pushes and shoves harder gets their way.
Right.
And that has been the way of the world, despite the fact that we have the golden rule. We've got various spiritual teachers saying that really we're all connected, love thy neighbor, etc. But we have been living under this dominate or be dominated, me or you paradigm. So let me say that social Darwinism, which is the survival of the fittest in our social and economic system, actually preceded Darwinism. So when Darwin came out with his theory, and because he was a child of his times as well, it got distorted to survival of the fittest. Now, and it's been called the law of the jungle. Now, what's interesting is that the so-called law of the jungle doesn't even apply in the jungle. Because in the jungle, when a lion is chasing a gazelle, the lion is not going after the fastest gazelle so he can have a gazelle head to mount in his den.
Right, right. He's going after the slowest or the smallest or the easiest to catch.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
the
real law of the jungle is the non-survival of the non-fittest.
Right.
So
Let me hold that thought for just a moment because we are going to take a quick break. So how can we get on to a positive path for our future? When we come back after this short break, my guest Steve Behrman, also known as Swami Beyond Ananda, will talk about a whole new paradigm shift for our economy and how we can make that work. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today I'm talking with special guest Steve Behrman, also known as Swami Beyond Ananda. We're discussing his recent book with Bruce Lipton, Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future and a Way to Get There from Here. Now, Steve, when we left off, you were talking about the Darwin's survival of the fittest, and I'm afraid I had to cut you a little short. So why don't you summarize for us a little bit about what you were saying about how this myth, which is not true, is impacting us.
Well, just to go back to the law of the jungle, it's the non-survival of the non-fittest. And why that's important is that we do not need to be in competition with one another to become that one at the top. And we have seen that our entire society is based on this dog-eat-dog, individualist paradigm.
Right.
What we're finding in evolution is that environments evolve as whole systems. So that which fits into the environment and makes a contribution to the overall environment, that is what survives. So in the book, we call that thrival of the fittingest. That is the new law, and that is really what is the case. It's cooperation that allows systems to evolve. And also, it's much more efficient for us to work together to build something rather than use our resources to fight one another. What we have in our world right now, warfare is essentially an autoimmune dysfunction.
Right. Yes. Well, and interestingly enough, Charles Darwin himself later said, it's not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent, but the one most responsive to change.
Yes, and of course, again, poor Darwin, his work really got lost. His later work, which had a lot to do with altruism, got lost in this myth and this meme that carried forth that really is not just a distortion of his work, but a great distortion of how things really work.
Right. Yeah. And unfortunately, we are still very focused on not only survival of the fittest mentality in our businesses and organizations, but we also have this other belief about only matter matters, and so which is one of the myths that you guys bust. And between the two, it seems to me like our entire economy is kind of based on those two myths. And so I'd really like to hear from you about the, because we don't have a lot of time left, I'd like you to tell our listeners about the healthy commonwealth, which is covered in the book. And I know Swami's comment about this is, in nature's economy, the golden rule overrules the rule of gold. So tell our listeners how this healthy commonwealth would work.
Well, first of all, let's look at what our role model is. And our role model for a healthy economy, and indeed political health as well, is the 50 trillion cell community that we have under our skin. We have 50 trillion cells. Now, that is a huge society, and these cells get along. These cells, there's universal health care, there's full employment, there's no cell left behind.
Right.
And the organs actually cooperate with one another. You never hear about the liver invading the pancreas, demanding the islets of Langerhans. It just doesn't happen.
Right.
So if we were to look at how the economy of the body works, there is ATP, which is, it's actually called the coin of the realm. And that is what is how energy is stored, how energy is moved, and how energy is used in the body. Now, every cell gets the ATP that it needs to thrive. So cells are not concerned where their next ATP is coming from. Consequently, they are doing their work knowing, and I don't want to anthropomorphize cells because they hate it when we do that. but just to say that the cells really are taken care of completely. Now, it's also true that the cells that do the most important work for the whole system, quote-unquote, get paid more. Now, the heart cells, they may even have a staff of other cells who support the work that they're doing. Mm. So the way that wealth, that is energy, is distributed inside the body is it goes to that which creates the most benefit for the entire system, and in that process, every cell thrives. Every cell gets what it needs. Now, when of course, there is energy that can be stored as fat. We can call that the banking system of the body. But now, there's not necessarily a large individual account, and the way that the funds are used is that when the body determines that it needs energy for something, that is when the energy is released from the fat cells. In the body, there is no borrowing. The only energy that is available is the energy that is already being created or the energy that's stored. So, you know, you can't put it on an Ascended MasterCard and pay for it next life.
I love that. An Ascended MasterCard, that's great.
So if we are to look at how that translates into our economy here, and of course just in the last couple of years we've seen the House of Credit Cards economy completely fall apart.
Right.
What it boils down to is that the economy is simply an exchange of energy. So we human beings need to ask ourselves right now, what are the most important things? What do we value and what is valuable, and where do we get the energy to do that, and how do we create new energy? So the natural economy, we call in the book the natural economy, has really four factors. The first is the energy that comes from the sun, and you know, most other forms of energy on the planet, like oil and natural gas and coal, those are all derivative from solar energy. So, in fact, Tom Hartman wrote a book about oil called The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight. So that's stored energy. So all of our energy, for all intents and purposes, comes from the sun, and the sun on a daily basis produces way more energy than we can possibly use. So the task, the economic task, is to figure out how to harness that virtually infinite energy that we have from the sun. The second factor of wealth is the energy that comes from the earth in the form of food. Food grows. That is the natural abundance that springs like manna from heaven. The food comes from the ground. Even lousy farmers can't help food from growing. Okay, so those are the two natural factors that are provided by nature. There's two human factors in the economy, and those are love and imagination. Love is the universal harmonic, and in our book we extensively quote Leonard Laskow, a surgeon and psychiatrist who has written a book called Healing with Love. Love is not just some mushy-gushy sentiment, but it is actually a harmonic energetic that holds things together.
Right.
I don't know if you've had people from the HeartMath Institute on your show. They've done a lot of research that indicates that the heart energy is something that entrains people. So just as pendulums or tuning forks will entrain with one another, human hearts entrain with one another as people are in the same room.
Right.
So we have this universal harmonic that we can use to lubricate all of the affairs, all of our human affairs. And the fact is that when we are connected and when we are in community, we are actually generating energy rather than wasting energy fighting other healthy human cells.
Right.
Finally, imagination is the appropriate use of the mind in the service of the heart, and that use of the mind is the great technology and creativity that we have that allows us to maximize happiness on the planet while using less resources.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in my prosperity training program, you know, from our perspective, all money and everything that we have around us is nothing but a form of energy.
Exactly.
So there's nothing that we can see around us that is anything other than energy. And literally, we've been trained to believe in scarcity when, as you mentioned, the sun is putting out more energy than we can possibly ever use. So, we've been sort of duped into believing in scarcity instead of recognizing that abundance is all around us.
Well, the Swami calls that fear of there not being enough, which is scarcity.
Right, scarcity, yes, right.
But life is abundance, so all
exactly.
We have to do is get up off our assets, move our abundance together.
Yes, and I see that we are just about out of time, so how can our listeners find you?
Well, they can find me at wakeuplaughing.com.
Wake up laughing.
And then they can find out more about spontaneous evolution and the healing laughter teleclasses I teach.
Great. And what phone number can they reach you on?
707-525-0711.
Okay, and that number again is 707-525-0711. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to register for our 8 Keys Prosperity Training and get your 2011 Good Timing Guide and Newsletters. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.